USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise, President Biden is taking action.
So today I'm announcing that the largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic.
Biden making the announcement as the average price for a gallon of gasoline across the United States is $3.41 a gallon. As far as how this will happen,
I brought together other nations to contribute to the solution. India, Japan, Republic of Korea, and the United Kingdom have agreed to release additional oil from their reserves.
Last month, when Biden was asked about releasing the energy reserves, he said it would only help by about 10 cents a gallon. The administration also asking a federal appeals court to lift the pause on the government's vaccine requirements for large businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines around the country are bracing for a surge in travelers ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, hoping the weather forecast remains calm as millions more Americans will hit the roads or skies. The TSA saying Friday was the single busiest air travel day since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, as it screened 2.24 million travelers. TSA expecting to screen 20 million air passengers during the busy Thanksgiving travel period. One airport that has been consistently busy is the Tampa Airport. Airport CEO Joe Lapano is pleasantly surprised.
It caught us a bit by surprise. It caught the airlines a bit by surprise. I think they've all learned a lot about what the customers need and how the traffic is coming back. I'm very confident that they're going to do a good job over the holidays for us.
Dollar Tree announcing on Tuesday that most of their prices will rise to $1.25 after the first of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China is continuing its scare tactics in the South China Sea.
With China's overreach in international waters of the China Sea, they have incorporated new tactics. Paul Borgman, chairman of Decouple China PAC, has been focused on the issue and gives USA Radio News an exclusive of the details.
China appears to be upping its regional bullying and abuse of neighboring states to enforce its illegal claim of 80% of the South China Sea. Very likely a negotiating tool for this week's China Uyghur Conference, where China is demanding a new code of conduct that supports their claim to control the South China Sea. Curiously, Monday, Chinese President Xi Jinping told leaders of the 10-country Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Uyghur, that Beijing would not bully its smaller neighbors. Last Thursday, the Philippines condemned, in strongest terms, actions of three Chinese Coast Guard vessels that it said blocked and used water cannon on resupply boats headed toward a Philippine-occupied atoll in the South China Sea.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
It's looking more likely that the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season will end quietly. The season officially ends on November 30th, and the National Hurricane Center says no tropical activity is expected for at least the next 5 days. There have been 21 named storms this year, meaning the Hurricane Center went through its entire name list for the tropical storms and hurricanes. Forecasters will turn to a supplemental name list if any out-of-season tropical storms form. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.